Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. My name is Roberto, and I am the Unbreakable Rogue, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high-power content. By the way, you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. And also, follow me on and subscribe to the channel of YouTube at Unbreakable Rogue. And I just did my first video yesterday in a long time. And I'm gonna start developing the YouTube channel to put you 20 minutes of high power content. Just like I do here now. The only difference in the YouTube is that actually you can see me. So the good thing about what this podcast is, when you're driving to work or you're coming back from work, you want to just listen, right? Focus on listening. Get our active listening skill set, right? So, and I'm on Instagram at Unbreakable Rogue as well. And on TikTok, I'm at The Real Estate Roberto. So, today I'm going to talk about essentials. What are your essentials to live our life? You know, we don't need much. We just need ourselves. But what's your essentials? And in order for you to have or have the essentials or to organize your essentials to, you know, for our life to succeed, you gotta go back to the basics. Every so often we're like, okay, what are we doing? It is wrong. I gotta go back to the basics, the normal. Like I was, doing the remote work and people, we do a lot of training, and one of the things, and it's been proven. I mean, I listen to a lot of successful real estate agents, in any industry, the follow-up with your clients, right? The follow-up, they continue to follow up, but the same thing has happened with us. You gotta follow up with yourself, having the right essentials. We don't follow up with ourselves because we don't think we have the essentials to win. We all have the essentials. You know, we wake up in the morning, you know, we have the most people have, you know, the wrong, not the wrong behaviors, the wrong habits to little by little perfect themselves. You know, I literally took yesterday, that was my first red light therapy. OMG. I mean, literally, if you don't have part of your budget in your monthly basis to take care of yourself, and those therapies are, you have the cryotherapy, you have the red light therapy, you have the infrared sauna, and you have the compression little boots that you put in, is, I'm telling you, and the IV therapy, and if you are not putting part of your budget into your health, you are not going anywhere. This year I'm turning 50. I feel better than ever, just because at 50, you know, I'm gonna reset my entire life. Like literally, I'm like back to zero. I'm back to the essentials, back to the basics, right? I've been for the past 3 years, I've been perfecting the way I write my journal every day and just put my goals. I literally yesterday put and I did record it on the YouTube video. What's gonna be the new bucket list? I had to revamp my bucket list, and I was like, you know what? I need to go to this place. This is what I need to do. I'm going to finally get everything back together. And one of the things that I read a few years ago, and I still have the book, is The 4-Hour Week by Tim Ferriss. Man, such a great, and I always wanted to do the 4-hour week in a way that I gotta pretty much understanding what do I need to do to become like finally after, I mean, is my literally in the pandemic, I was actually working. I never stopped working, right? But at some point, I retired from construction because my body can't take all the stuff. So okay, I need to finally go back to the basics again. And you go back and you need to go, and you probably go back like a few times within your life, right? You got to reset your body. You got to, yeah, you figure, oh, I don't have the energy to, you know, drive at night was like a pain because my eyes are very sensitive to light. So I just, you know, driving at 5 o'clock in the morning and it was just in North Carolina, there is traffic, man. I literally came from Mexico City about 30 years ago. I live in Ohio for 30 years. And, you know, the normal traffic in the morning, you know, little by little. But it's just like this. It was just incredible, overwhelming. I say, you know what? I gotta be remote. I got to be remote 100%. This is my second week as a remote. And, you know, I absolutely loved it in a way that I got to be more effective with my time. I literally recoup almost 3 hours in my life every single day. So what I'm using those 3 hours to pretty much exercise more, pray more, meditate. My state of mind is clear, right? And it is, what do we need to do? And one of the lessons, and hear me out, this is not for everybody. One of the lessons that the book tells, the 4-hour week, it is freedom. So not only I'm making less money, obviously, you know, the bills are getting paid, but I have more time, more freedom. So why do we work every day? You got to work to get what? They pay you for what? For your time, right? So not only I have 3 hours back, you know how many time, I mean, by the time you factor all of that, it's just like incredible. You can use it to learn a lot. In this case, I have an online business that I'm revamping and a lot of stuff. Obviously, you know, my goal is real estate. So I finally have more time to study for my real estate license. I'm almost there. I'm almost there, man, right? So having those time back, and you know, I don't have to wake up at the middle of the morning and you know, take a shower or whatever, you know, driving at 4 o'clock in the morning and spend an hour and a half driving. I mean, 3 hours on a car is the most dangerous, is wasted time, because they don't pay you to drive, right? Have you realized that every time you go to work, you have to use your own money? You have to use your own money to go to work. So the only time you're making money is when you clocked in, right? And they stop paying you when you clocked out. So they're going to pay you for what? For your time. But we are individuals that we love wasting bloody time because we have not going back to the basics. We haven't reestablished our sense of freedom. We haven't reestablished our sense of who we are. So the lessons that I can give you at my 50 years, or almost my 50, is like, dude, you had to listen to less. The less useless people are in your life, the better. Eliminate every single individual that is not on sync with your vision, with your purpose, with your religion. Eliminate. And the best thing that I basically what Tim Ferriss did, and it was probably the only one that is actually created that remote life, and he literally was doing in his business, and just go and read the book, the 4-hour week by Tim Ferriss. That book has been on print for years. And actually, I have one of a good friend of mine, Rhonda and Brian Swan. They live in Bali, Indonesia, and they travel all over the world helping people with their media companies. And they're like, man, he was He was an aerospace engineer, I believe so. And she was actually, I believe she was a real estate agent. And what happened with these folks, that they were living the high life in mansions and cars. But they realized after, I believe the accountant didn't put the taxes on, and they were in, the accountant was stealing money. And literally these guys were like so much in debt that they decided, you know what, let's go. And that was probably the first ones that they really, I don't think they give them enough credit. But, you know, watching their videos back in, I mean, 10, 12, 15 years ago, you know, recording out of the little flip phone. And it was just, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, I have so respect for those guys, right? And they decide to go, remotely. But they sold literally everything. They sold everything, and they had a Hanalei, the little daughter, the only daughter they have, and Brian and Rhonda. They had only $25,000, and they said, "We got to go remotely." And they sold everything. They have the two bags. These three guys, you know, the little kid was small, and then boom, and they did it, and they live in this nice house in Bali, and they just, and I love these guys, man. It's incredible. So, because they went back to the basics, and they decided, you know, we need to stop following these buffoons. And we're just going to live our lives our God intended us to live. You know, we don't need this. We just need we're going to create this online platform. And we're just going to travel all over the world whenever we want and at the time we want. And we don't need to ask permission for anybody. And I'm almost at that stage. Me and the wife, we are almost at that stage. The same thing. So we are super pumped. There's still a lot of work to do, but we have the intent, and we have the resilience to how can we make our lives better for ourselves. Turn off all the distractions. You got to back to the basics. The back to the basic is shut everything off. I literally went dark in social media a few months ago, and I didn't check not news, nothing for probably almost 2 months. Not even my Facebook, not even the Instagram, not even Twitter. There's no Twitter. Nothing. And I've been doing that more consistently, in a way that at night my phone is off. The phone is off. There's no distractions. And was one of the things that go back to the basics. You got to cut every single piece of distraction. Like in the morning, I got up and I pray, I meditate, I put my headphones and I have my meditation guided, and boom, I don't write it. I don't do absolutely nothing. The first hour of the day is focused on me. Because the more clear I have in my mind, the more cleans I do into my body, the more effective I'm through the day. I can breathe better, I can think better, and I'm like boom, boom, boom. Especially from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6, I'm like, I'm working, man. I don't have time to distract. I'm creating money. And from 6, you know, I would start relaxing in the house, and then go to sleep. And again, boom, with a goal in mind, with an intent to do so. So the way that, how can we just like grab and boom, you know, and not too long from here, we're going to be in Dubai. And from Dubai, we're going to be in Hawaii. And we're just going to be like flowing like water. But it's, you know, I'm almost 50. My wife is 50. So what it took a long, long time, long process. We're not there yet, but we're almost there, because we have the intent. You gotta go back to the basics, and we move to another state. We don't have nothing to do with the old state. The only thing we're going back in a few weeks is for my stepdaughter's graduation, and going back home, because we have work to do, right? You know, I talked to my, you know, my daughter yesterday. She's like, oh, I'm hanging out with my boy. Hang out. I hate that word. If you got to eliminate the word the hang out. The only way you're going to use the word hang out is when you are I'm hanging out with, with LeBron James in his workout, or I'm hanging out with, you know, Grant is actually, I'm actually working on a mastermind. Yeah, now you are hanging out with the right people. Just hanging out, just because hanging out, you're wasting your time. I spend probably one decade of my life hanging out with the wrong people, hanging out with the wrong crowd. It's been 3 years sober. I've been nicotine free for almost 30 years, 35 years, and there is no vices, porn. I cut. I used to be addicted to all these vices, man. I cut like all of them. There's no vices whatsoever, right? Because my life was becoming I was pretty much my own enemy. So I say, I cannot do these things. I need to stop doing this shit. I gotta focus in my goals. I gotta focus in what God intended me to be. And believe me, 3 years from today, I'm like, man. I mean, and I'm talking about for the time I'm turned 50 in a few weeks, I'm gonna be like, holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. Because is the way that you are going to be going to the next level. Right? Going to the next level. Taking care of yourself. If you haven't, actually there's a franchise called Restore. They're all over the United States. They aren't cheap. I don't think that, you know, but taking care of, we were discussing with my wife yesterday and say, yeah, that's not cheap. But when you factor the amount of money that you're going to pay to the hospitals in case you get sick, you'd be like, I should have done that 20 years ago. You know, invest in your health, set part of your budget, and you can start with just joining a gym that has sauna, the sauna. Sauna does great things for your body. Hot yoga are the best. So you start what you have where you are. Start where you are what you have. You don't have to go fancy. You just have to be creative. We just need to be more creative. So in a couple of minutes, I'm going to go to ground myself. You know, there's a little grass area in the where I live. I just take my shoes and I just go walk in the grass and just ground myself and just like feel so good, man. You know, feel the energy of the earth, of the planet. Man, so good. So have a good day. Go help somebody that can ever pay you. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue. You can follow me on, of course, on YouTube and at Unbreakable Rogue. In this case, you can see me. And hope that helps, man. Hope that helps. Men or women, both. You need a partnership. You need a partnership with your spouse or your significant other and build the mastermind. That's your team. That's how you start your team. Your wife, husband, whatever the case might be. And acknowledge, tell them, hey, this, we pray together all the time. Say, this is what we're going to do and we're going to win. We are destined to win. We cannot allow ourselves to become, you know, less than we could be, right? So we constantly talk to ourselves and you know, we've been going to church literally more often after I was in an accident 3 years ago. And so we're like, no, we're just gonna keep praying for people. We're just gonna keep helping people, and we're just gonna continue be the best. You know, go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. That's how you get all the essentials, right? The essentials to live your life in a way that that it was destined to you. I mean, there's no other way. Eliminate all these useless people in your life, and that includes friends, family, and I'm talking about, believe me. Remember what I always said about the Roman Empire. Caesar, the empire, was actually killed by the ones that are closer to him. Your circle has to be very, very small, and you got to keep your eyes like an eagle, because people freaking suck. So you got to be very mindful who's around you. Have a good day.